Representatives of Red Cross and Red Crescent societies of 13 countries in Tehran, addressing their safety challenges all over the world, is the main idea behind a two-day international workshop. The event is hosted by the Iranian Red Crescent Society and the International Committee of the Red Cross. The participants are from Egypt, Germany, Indonesia, Iran, Iraq, Ivory Coast, Nepal, Norway, Palestine, Spain, Syria, Uganda, and the United Kingdom.
Said we had a workshop in Oslo in December, and it's important to do this follow-up because we are gathering different national societies in this workshop, and then we can mobilize broader and get more and get the different contexts to put forth their challenges and their opinions.
So of course government have to play a key role, and I think they have supported this campaign from the very beginning, and we received expression of support from everywhere. But it is not enough to express support.
Speaking to Press TV, the participants said their staff are under constant attacks and threats in places like Bahrain, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, and Palestine. They said the Tehran workshop, which is part of a series of 10 workshops to take place until 2014, seeks to prevent a repeat of similar incidents in the future.
The biggest problem is access. Access to the wounded, access to the people in need. It's very important that the humanitarian principles are observed, that the people can have safe access, that people that are in need can be treated and receive the treatment as soon as possible.
I'm very, very positive. I'm very positive because I've been part of workshops before, and in each of them we have learned something. So I'm confident that Tehran will be part of it.
Last year, one in six violent incidents against healthcare workers in conflict-affected areas targeted Red Cross and Red Crescent staff and services, or patients. At least 10 members of the International Red Cross and Red Crescent movement were also killed in different places. But these figures are based on reported incidents only, and the real extent of the problem could be bigger than the official reports. All the agreements and recommendations reached here at the Iranian capital are expected to assist the International Red Cross and Red Crescent movement, as well as the states party to the Geneva Conventions, when they convene in 2015 for the 32nd International Conference of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies in Switzerland. Aman Odiri, Press TV, Tehran.